When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Hey, John, Kaylee, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
I'm kind of starting this interview in a little bit of reverse way by telling you I don't like you both very much because I came out of the cinema crying and bumped into a friend of mine who went, "Are you okay?" And I went, "No, I just saw If. Look at me."
That's how I feel.
That's the best review ever. So thank you.
It's such an incredible movie. And I don't know, you know, if there's something going on in my life that I particularly needed this movie at this time, that's kind of what it feels like. So thank you both for that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's so nice.
To my audience who maybe haven't, you know, haven't seen this movie yet, they're hearing me talk about it before it comes out in cinemas. Can you give me the 30-second, you know, elevator pitch of what this movie is about so that they understand it?
This movie is about a little girl named Bea, played by this superstar right here. And she's going through something in her life and she feels like she's a grown-up and that she's not a kid anymore. So she doesn't need all this kid stuff. And she's right on that precipice of growing up. And in this moment in her life, she has one more chance to relive being a kid. And in that one moment, all the imaginary friends in the world, she gets the magic power of being able to see everyone in the world's imaginary friend. And the movie's about what does she do with that superpower?
And the cast is incredible, John. I mean, you know, everybody who takes part in it. But what about that actress sitting beside you? I mean, she's just so phenomenal, right? I know she'll be embarrassed now, boys, both saying nice things about her. But Kaylee's leaving.
I mean, the truth is, and you and I both know this, and it'll be hard for her to process. But when you sit down and you write a movie like this, you're very well aware of your ambitions and how this can go bad in 150 different ways.
Yeah.
The one way it goes bad fast is when you don't have someone who can anchor this movie. So I believe that not only is she a tremendous actress, but she's a tremendous human. And I think that comes out in the screen. And I think she's the reason the movie works. Wholeheartedly, I do believe that. Yes, the movie's really fun, but you need a magic key to get into these doors. And she's your magic key. She's so brilliant. She's so real and she's so authentic. And so I think she represents every kid, right? So every kid that sees this movie is going to want to be Kaylee dancing with Ifs and things like that. But for adults, she represents the invitation to go back. And that this little girl who's going through that thing of, I want to put my childhood away. I mean, even as the director of the film, by the last time I watched the movie, I was screaming out, don't do it. You know what I mean? Hold on to that childhood. And so for that reason, this movie is as powerful as it is because of her and what she was able to pull off.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
What about acting with Ifs? Because even on the set of the movie, you know, behind all the magic, they're imaginary. So how did you find that process?
Well, thankfully, I was very nervous whenever we first started shooting because I had never worked with an imaginary friend before. So obviously, I mean, I didn't know what to expect really, but thankfully John was our director and he's very amazing and he didn't want us to act with like tennis balls and sticks and things like that. So for some of the Ifs that are in the movie a lot, we had people there so that we had somebody to interact with.
That's
but then
helpful,
other times we would have like stuffed animals or like puppets or cardboard cutouts.
And wasn't John, were you handling, manhandling these puppets around the set? Is that
That's
true?
So easy on manhandling. I was handling them. I don't know about manhandling.
Right.
No, I was very happy to do the puppets.
Yeah.
And she's not wrong when she says I especially loved being a menace to Ryan. I remember after one of the days that I was puppeting Cosmo, and I probably got a little too excited to attack Ryan in a hallway. And he just wrote me a text and he said, I love what a menace you are when you play Cosmo.
That is wonderful. And in lockdown, you did Some Good News. And I have to say, it was my favorite lockdown show. I completely am with you. I believe there's way more good news in the world than bad. And on my Instagram, I do a thing called Lovely Things, where I collect lovely things around the internet and just share them with people and go, look, there's lovely things happening. So I just wanted to thank you personally for that.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, honestly, that show is my therapy to get through. I needed to do something to get through lockdown. And the fact that there was this overwhelming connection to it meant so much to me. And the truth is, it's one of the reasons why I had the confidence to do If, because I was doing Some Good News when I had the idea to write If. And it was that idea of if I could do Some Good News in movie form, clearly it's not the same, but this just bringing good into the world, I believe that, you know, it's at least our job to try, you know what I mean? And so I thought that this movie certainly would be emotional to me. And when some good news connected with people, I thought, well, maybe people will connect with the same idea of their inner child as well. So they were very hand in hand.
And is it true then that you also kind of wrote this movie so that your kids would understand that you do have a job that is actually movie making?
100%. I think they thought I was an accountant. They had heard in the background the word office a bunch of times. So I think they thought I was in an office. I was walking my daughter to school one day. Did I tell you the story? I was walking Hazel to school one day. And this guy walked by and he went, "Oh, John from the office." And I went, "Hey." And he went, "Hey, good to see you." And he went away. And then as we were walking, Hazel said, "You work with that guy?" And I said, "No." And her answer was, "Don't lie to me." And I went, "What?" And she goes, "He just said he knows you from the office." And I went, "Oh, no, it's a bigger conversation. Here's the school." And I dropped her.
Oh, my God. That's gold.
That is incredible. Listen, you also cast Fiona Shaw in this movie, an incredible Irish actress. And I wonder, Kaylee, your relationship with her is so central to this. Did you need to connect not only as actors, but also as humans?
Oh, absolutely. I adore Fiona. I think she's so lovely. She's like brilliant. I don't know. She is magic. She completely just took on the part, and she's just, every day I watched her in awe. Like there's a picture of me somewhere and I was watching her and I'm like this. And that's just kind of how I was every day she was on set.
It's true. I wrote the part for Fiona, again, not knowing that she'd say yes or not, but I wrote it completely and totally for her. And when she came, she delivered so much more than I ever could have imagined. She's so specifically magic, and she's so beautiful. And it just, in, as you know, in the movie, without giving stuff away, there's moments with her that I think kind of culminate as what the movie's really about.
Listen, I very quickly before I go, John, I just want to ask you a question. This seems a little strange, but I ask all my guests, everybody from your wife, Emily, all the way to The Rock and Jack Black and everybody. John, do you wash your legs in the shower?
From time to time. But there's not a full leg pass, but once a week, maybe. Do you scrub your legs?
Yes.
I mean, I do a quick drive-by, but not like a full.
Oh, the reason I ask is because I don't, and I never have, and I don't understand people who do. Sorry, Kaylee, okay, but great. I just, yeah, it's.
Well, we're dudes. Dudes are kind of not as cool as girls. That's just
how
it goes.
That's actually very true. I know that well with my two daughters. Listen, guys, congratulations on If. I absolutely loved it. Like I said, everybody, if you're going to see it in cinemas, bring yourself some extra tissues. You'll definitely need them. But congratulations on the movie, guys.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.